Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE's Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're taking a look at the issue for the week of May 21st, 2012, with a cover story and several articles on the plunging prices of polymers and petrochemicals. Values are falling as sentiment is turning bearish and feedstocks decline. A great many petrochemical and polymers prices have experienced steep falls during May across many regions, and worsening market sentiment would suggest they may still have further to go. The downturn is driven by jitters over the health of the global economy. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Then the latest issue features a special supplement looking at the FECC Annual Congress for 2012. FECC is the European Association of Chemical Distributors. Expanding trade boosts resilience, and Europe's distributors drive growth through geographic expansion. Meanwhile, in this issue's regularly scheduled columns, we take a look at methanol. The European methanol market came to a crossroads in early May, caught between the bearish influence of declining equity and energy markets and lower Chinese prices, and the bullish influence of lost Iranian supply. Global supply has been increasingly restricted as it becomes more difficult to find vessels and obtain insurance for shipments of Iranian material because of trade sanctions against the country. Iranian methanol producers have not been able to find any suitable ships to deliver methanol since April 10th, a market player said. Then we take a look at SABIC. Saudi Arabia's SABIC is investing roughly $175 million over the next 18 months to upgrade its Olefins 4 cracker at Geleen in the Netherlands. In addition to the upgrade, the investment will be used to fund more than 20 additional improvement projects at Geleen, as well as other substantial maintenance. Meanwhile, another weekly column looks at ethanol. The U.S. ethanol industry is gearing up for a fight against the American Petroleum Institute as the group and as many as 16 other manufacturing, trade, and environmental groups filed suit against the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, on the use of 15% ethanol gasoline blends known as E15 ethanol. The American Petroleum Institute said that a review of available studies suggests that the EPA's decision to authorize the sale and use of E15 ethanol will put U.S. fueling infrastructure at risk. Then we look at China and shale gas. A new consultant's report indicates that natural gas from shale and coal bed methane could ease the nat gas shortfall hitting China currently. All this and so much more is waiting for you inside the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. What are you waiting for? Subscribe today. Thank you for listening and have a great night.